This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine. I'm David Hunt. Our next guest is somebody that has been on the show about two or three times before, but we know him more so because of his wonderful gallery that he has and the fact that he is just one of the nicest people ever, which I'm embarrassing him now because he's on the line. Michael Fox from Fox Gallery. Hello.
Hello, David. How are things?
Very well, thank you. Now, Michael, you're an accountant by trade, and you actually an accountant for the entertainment arts industry. Is that right?
That's right. That's pretty much all I do is look after people, film and TV, radio, artists, writers, performers, etc.
Right, okay. And that's one of the reasons why I've got you on today, because at this strange time, a lot of them must be reeling. But also you run a wonderful gallery called Fox Gallery. I wonder who that's named after. And
Not Rupert Murdoch.
Not Rupert Murdoch. And where is the gallery, Michael?
The gallery is in 79 Langridge Street, Collingwood.
Right, okay. And of course, at present, that's closed down?
Well, we're still operating.
You are?
We're fortunate because it's a small space.
Right.
It's actually really like a window space gallery as well, so that and the reason a lot of people have seen the gallery is because they drive by at night. We always have the lights on.
Yeah.
So you can always see exhibitions just walking past the gallery anyway.
Right. Oh, excellent. And what's the exhibition that's on now?
Well, currently we have Jason Mode, who I believe you interviewed a few weeks ago.
That's right.
I was actually in Sydney that day, and it just shows you how quickly things have turned. But when Jason's show opened, I was giving a talk about investing in art as part of Art Month Sydney, and the dates just happened to coincide with Jason's opening.
Right.
So, you know, fast forward 4 weeks, and everyone's in lockdown.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's talk about that. You being, as you said at the beginning of our chat, is that you represent so many people in the entertainment arts arena as their accountant, but you're a little bit more than that, aren't you? You know, like you sort of really nurture a lot, and especially the visual artists through your gallery. Tell us what's it like right this very moment for a lot of those artists?
Well, we've had to completely change our exhibition program, like a lot of galleries have. So we had to essentially tell a lot of our artists that the shows that they had been planning to present could no longer take part, could no longer go ahead. I think it was the best thing to do, because we really don't know how long this is going to go on for. So I didn't really want to put the artists in a position where they felt compelled to make artworks for which it's very hard to find, you know, the appropriate time to actually put those shows on, and then, you know, potentially not be able to sell the works for them. So I'm still encouraging all the artists to continue to work from their studios so that they can produce those works to be put in our stock room.
Yep.
We can try to sell those works through our website, through our stock room feature of our website. And then we decided to change the program so that it's just based on the seasons for the rest of the year. So the next show we have is Mark Schuller, and that show is about autumn. We've been planning the show since last year anyway, and we're finishing a beautiful publication for Mark as well. And so with the shows for the rest of the year, we've decided to also do publications for each of those seasonal shows. So winter will be Barry Tadd and Matthew Clark, who are what you might describe as outsider artists. The show is tentatively called The Winter of Our Discontent.
Right, brilliant.
Sort of, describing the work that they make, which is quite you know, elaborate, you know, for sort of like if you have to bunker down, at least bunker down with some beautiful objects around you.
Yeah.
And then in spring, Christine Johnston, who, a bit like Mark Schaller, has been investigating botanical themes with her work. So that will be about, you know, spring. Hopefully we're coming out of this situation. And at the end of the year, we'll do a summer show with Shannon Smiley. And hopefully there will be a celebration at the end of the year. Let's hope.
Yes, let's hope. Now, and of course, people, if, you know, like they can look through your window or come in, because as you said, you're only a small space. But you can also buy online or look online to maybe purchase.
Yes, you can. You can still go to our website, look at, you know, in fact, not just the stockroom section, but any of the exhibitions that we've held in the past, they're all documented. This week we sold an artwork from a show we held 2 years ago.
Wow.
Someone wanted a birthday present for their husband. So, you know, there are still people who still want to support the arts, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about you as an accountant now. How hard is it for a lot of your clients who must be reeling where all of a sudden there's no income and it was just cut off so quickly? How's the feeling out there? You know, like it must be a very, very difficult time for you and a lot of your clientele.
I think the general impression I have is that people are in a bit of a state of shock. At the beginning of the year, a lot of artists and performers, musicians were devoting their time and their efforts to raising money for bushfire relief.
Yep.
And then 3 months later, they're finding themselves in a position, and some people have never been in this position, where they have to go to Centrelink.
Yep.
And with the stimulus package that was announced about a week ago, they can now access Centrelink, although it's still a little tricky to do. So within my accountancy practice, I set up a team to help people, and we've been receiving stories of different scenarios that have played out, and we've just been, where we can, helping them apply. Because if you're self-employed as a musician, for example, and you find yourself with no gigs to come, you know, for probably at least 6 months, what you have to do in terms of applying for Centrelink is you have to prove your income. And so you really have to essentially come up with a profit and loss statement. And that's not something a lot of people in the arts are very good at doing, of course.
Yeah.
So we're helping them do that, and just where we can at providing advice. We can't do everything, but we're facilitating them to receive as much as they can from the stimulus package.
Right. Michael, you know, like we hear so much about sport and other arenas, but the arts, we're not hearing much from the government at all, and it's not being written up a lot in the media. Why is it, you know, where the arts play such an important part in society? And, you know, I believe that more people visit galleries and go to a gig on any given weekend than in the peak of AFL season. Why isn't it, you know, like the support that we're seeing from the government and from the media?
Well, late last year, the government made a decision to disband the Department of the Arts, and that was not really met with a great deal of media interest at all.
Yeah.
But I think that going forward into this period, the interest in the arts will actually increase much more. So I think that people's awareness of the importance of arts will become much more focused now.
Why do you say that, Michael?
Well, film and TV productions have pretty much ground to a halt now.
Yeah.
You know, there's very few film productions that are allowed to go ahead. And so if people are going to be forced to live you know, the confines of their apartments for the next 6 months or so, they may begin to discover that these art forms that they just take for granted have a price, and the people that make them need to be supported.
Yeah.
So it might be an opportunity to have an awareness of how important the arts is over this next period of time.
Yeah. Well, yes, point taken. And also the fact is you're standing looking at your your walls and they're blank walls, you might think to yourself, I need to buy a piece of art to go on that wall.
That's right, exactly. Well, hopefully, people might. Yes, that's right. And so it's all part of that awareness of the things that we just take for granted, and it might be an opportunity. It's like a lot of things too. Throughout society, for example, I've never been a great advocate of gambling, for example. So it might be a good thing that people are no longer allowed to gamble, and maybe they stay at home, and hopefully, in sports bets no longer. It's not there for them either.
Yeah.
So maybe it's an opportunity to take stock of where we really are.
Yeah. Michael, that's been a wonderful positive slant that you've taken on that. Congratulations on being that sort of person that thinks on a positive level, which means you understand why so many people flock to you as their accountant and also within the art world as well. It's always a treat to talk to you. As I've said before, you're one of the nicest people in the arts world. So thank you for being just who you are. Michael Fox, thank you so much.
And thank you, David. Thank you. And your program too is one of the features of the Sunday afternoon in Melbourne. So.
Oh, thank you.
We're totally bent for your listening pleasure. Joy 94.9.
There will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Late of Pablo Frank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters. Lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.